softly, concealed in a sour mood or a sarcastic remark. Or it sneaks out compulsively, camouflaged in an addictive behavior.
We need to learn how to catch a glimpse of the shadow when it appears. Then we can learn to romance it, to coax it out, to seduce it into awareness. Like a coy lover, it will recede once more, and again, with patience, we can invite it out to dance. This slow process of bringing the shadow to consciousness, forgetting, and recognizing it again is the nature of shadow work. Eventually, we can learn to create an ongoing conscious relationship to it and reduce its power to unconsciously sabotage us.
As psychotherapists, we've helped hundreds of clients catch a glimpse of their elusive shadows. Seeing it, meeting the shadow, is the important first step. Learning to live with it, romancing the shadow, is a lifelong challenge.
But the rewards are profound. Shadow work enables us to alter our self-sabotaging behavior so that we can achieve a more self-directed life.
It expands our awareness to include a wider range of who we are so that we can attain more complete self-knowledge and eventually feel more genuine self-acceptance.
It permits us to diffuse the negative emotions that taint our loving relationships so that we can create a more authentic intimacy.
And it opens the storehouse of creativity in which our talents remain hidden and out of reach. In each of these ways, shadow work permits us to find gold in the dark side. In talking about the shadow, we'll be using an archetypal approach, which uses mythic tales to lift you out of the pain of personal stories into the larger story. We'll combine these archetypal myths with specific case vignettes, which bring you back down into the immediacy of daily life with soul.
Myths are universal tales that appear within particular cultural contexts. Unlike the singular Judeo-Christian image of God, the many gods and goddesses of Greek mythology cast dark shadows. They commit incest, parricide, theft, murder, and sexual violations. Buried in the foundations of Western civilization, they may hold clues to some of our invisible assumptions, the concealed, unconscious patterns that drive us unknowingly, but no longer serve us in this time or place.
When we begin to teach shadow work to our clients, we start with a portion of the Greek myth of Odysseus. It provides an image of how to prepare to do the difficult job of shadow work, specifically how to cultivate a state of mind that can withstand the storms of emotion and provide safe harbor by breaking your unconscious identification with the shadow character.
In the Trojan War era of Odysseus, many mariners perished when they passed the island of the Sirens. These were seductive and powerful female warriors who enticed their victims by singing evocative songs. As the sailors sought their female counterparts, their ships cracked up on the rocks nearby, and the Sirens attacked and destroyed them all.
Odysseus knew of these dangers, so when he needed to sail by the Sirens' island, he devised a plan. His oarsmen wore earplugs so that they couldn't hear the seductive music and endanger the ship. Odysseus had himself tied to the mast of the ship, so he could hear the temptations without cracking up on the rocks.
In our view, the mast of the ship is like the self. The experience of being tied to the mast is the sense of being rooted or grounded within yourself, so that disturbing thoughts, powerful feelings, or painful sensations can't throw you off course. Cracking up on the rocks represents the fall into alien forces, the loss of connection to the self.
Odysseus's story teaches us to recognize early warning signals that indicate that the siren seduction is about to begin. These signals typically appear as mechanical, repetitive thoughts.
I'll never succeed.
I'm too dumb.
I'm too fat.
I need to get high.
I can do it tomorrow. Or maybe you experience the signals as intractable emotions, fear, guilt, sadness, or anger.
Perhaps the signals come to you in specific bodily sensations, tightening in the abdomen, chest, or throat, a feeling of emptiness, a craving of some kind.
When you begin to recognize these signals as sounds of the siren, you have an opportunity to avoid being swept away.